With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back in on a Thursday edition, it's Hail Varsity Radio. I'll bring us back.
We're talking to Gary and Gene, loving listeners, wonderful people.
They've been following the Husker baseball squad.
Yeah, they've been doing the old tour. They were down, as they were telling us, they were in Charleston. Check that out. They were down in Phoenix.
So hey, they got to see plenty of come-from-behind performances. Yes, Connor?
Remember when you said Dayton was down 17?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just going to go there talking come-from-behind performance.
I don't remember
baseball.
What I picked.
Dayton is up by 1, 59-58.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun.
Dayton to the Sweet 16's alive.
Not too happy about that.
Hey, Connor, you said it yourself. It's madness this time of year.
I did.
It's madness.
And I'm currently experiencing said madness.
There's still 2 minutes left.
Connor, we'll put a wager in for you tomorrow at Ameristar, all right? We'll make
that
up for it.
Lovely.
It'll be all right. Just Venmo us, okay? And we'll forget to put the bet in. best bets time. Daddy Burke with us, Pride of Chicago. And at Daddy Burke 5 is where you find Daddy Burke's beat.com. Log on. Check out his info, his insight, and, yes, his podcast. Danny, are you hunkered down at a sports book near Chicago? Where are you, and how has your day been?
The day hasn't been too bad. I am not hunkered down at the sports book today, just with some buddies. Got the multitude of TVs set up, so always prepared in that sense. I think this weekend we'll be going more to a public bar setting to where it's sure to get a little bit more rowdy and has a sportsbook feel of, you know, one side yelling, the other side yelling, but with a lot cheaper drinks. So that may be the better option at the end of the day. But in terms of today, I didn't really have any official plays I gave out for Thursday. I bet a little bit with some of these games on the side, like Michigan State. Just took the money line. They came through. Morehead State, I took the points with. Obviously, they didn't cover, but I also had Illinois as a survivor pick, so at least that was pretty beneficial. I know Connor doesn't like the result of what's happening with Dayton and Nevada. I bet a little bit on Dayton. See who else I'd take. I took Oregon as well, and you probably saw me tweeting about this BYU game. I didn't bet on BYU, but I did have them as a survivor play, and that was some of the worst basketball I've seen. I can't even believe it got to being that close. But, yeah, that was pretty infuriating. All things considered, though, not too shabby of a day. How about yourself, though, guys? You've been enjoying it?
I am perfect so far.
It's not bad for us. My bracket will be a lot better if Dayton pulls it off. They're up by 1 with 30 seconds left. They're on a 22-4 run to close this one, which is great. But, Danny, I want to ask you, what is the drink of choice for March Madness opening weekend?
Ooh, that's a good question. Honestly, I'd probably say, I'm a pretty simple guy when it comes to just getting into it with sports and when you're involving it with alcohol, which is more often than not at this point in our lives. So I'm just using the Miller Lite, right? Just the light beers, getting there. And then depending on how the results go from the whole slate of day games, that really influences what kind of drinks you're going to have at the bar later that night, right? So if you're having a good night, probably looking to, you'll throw in some shots here and there, maybe get a little wild depending on what they are, but probably get something in the vodka variety. And then if it's a losing type of effort, maybe you go a little bit darker with the liquor, some whiskey, some rum, something in that regard. But always starting out with the light beers and easing it in that direction.
So what I'm hearing, Danny, is no sports book at Wrigley Field tonight for you.
No, not tonight. It's an amazing setup, don't get me wrong, but I know I told you guys this before. I mean, you spend so much time in there in the past, and it's almost like, you almost just feel like, not that you're in a work environment per se, but it's just like I'd rather be in a more comfortable spot where you're not completely going against the crowd, and, it's so much harder to get drinks, and the drinks are so much more expensive. So I'm fine with going to a bar with multiple TVs or a friend's house for these weekday games where – you know, you could just lounge on the couch and not feel as judged by wearing sweatpants and other, you know, ridiculous clothing, I suppose.
We're going to get Danny Burke down to the bar for a slinky on his triumphant return and make another photo op on the wall of fame.
Breakers. Why stop at one slinky? We're going to get Danny a pitcher.
Jeez.
A slinky pitcher.
Oh my God, it's Thursday.
Like the one I had after the Michigan game, which was much necessary. See, I'm opposite of Danny. I go whiskey to celebrate in those, like, disgusting vodka Red Bulls whenever I'm feeling sad. I need to get myself back up, you know. So we're a little opposite there, but I see where he's coming from.
So, Danny, looking forward to tomorrow. Nebraska's been pretty steady at -1.5 over A&M. What do you make of that? What are you taking?
Man, I think you guys can probably know me well enough by now to realize that it's not going to be a healthy thing to back Nebraska from a betting standpoint in this game. I do have them advancing in my bracket, but I'm not going to bet them. I'm just going to sit back and hope and pray for a miracle out of the Huskers. But it shouldn't take a miracle, right? Like, from the objective standpoint, Nebraska should be the right side in this game. They're so much of a better offense than A&M is. I mean, they're terrible from three-point, are the Aggies, shooting under 29% and 344th in effective field goal percentage. Nebraska 61st, and they're just so bad overall offensively, you really can't stress that enough. Nebraska just needs to play somewhat of an above-average game or even average offensively, and that should be enough to take care of Texas A&M. But as we all know, what's been discussed, the difference is what kind of damage can Nebraska limit on the board. The Aggies can kill them with the second-chance opportunities, with the defensive rebounds. All of those missed shots from how bad Texas A&M is offensively, you got to make sure you get your butt into somebody and box out, because that is where you can keep the or allow the Aggies to stay into this game. So if Nebraska can just make sure they can grab those boards, they shouldn't have a problem with Texas A&M. But we know Nebraska has faltered in situations like this before where they have the advantage and can't do the little things right. So you just got to hold on, hope and pray that they can, and at least just get this first tournament dub for all of us Husker faithful.
Well, Danny, if you're not going to be betting Nebraska tomorrow, what are you betting tomorrow night? Schmidt and I have been throwing around. We're trying to throw together a Hail Varsity Radio Friday night parlay. What do you like on the Friday night? I know you're not a big parlay guy, but you got to help us with our parlay.
All right, I'll give you a couple here. So I'm actually kind of anti-Big Ten this tournament, aside from Nebraska in the first round and then Michigan State, like I talked about earlier. I like Florida Atlantic a lot against Northwestern. I think they have a really good shot. And sorry, Connor, just saw that Dayton did hang on, so it looks like Nevada did fall victim. So great comeback by the Flyers. Going to FAU, though, yeah, I took them on the money line at the beginning of the week, -$1.35. Florida Atlantic 23rd in adjusted offensive efficiency. They're a really strong rebounding team, too, on the offensive glass. Can get themselves a lot of second-chance opportunities. Northwestern, their benefit is you have a guy in Boo Booey, right? But how far can he take you when this team has 90% of their offense production coming from their starting five? They get no bench production, and they need to rely so much on Boo Booey that if FAU can scheme well enough defensively, Northwestern will have no other option. They're not a good rebounding team, especially because they still may be a little bit unhealthy with their big. So I like FAU to come out outright against Northwestern. That's probably my favorite of about four plays for Friday's slate.
Danny, we are at Ameristar tomorrow across the river in Council Bluffs. We are going to make that the lock as we make our way into Council Bluffs. And Ameristar, excited to be there and doing a road show right up until tip-off with Nebraska and A&M. I love Florida Atlantic and their how do I say this? Well, they're poised. They went to the Final Four last year. Northwestern back in the tournament. Hang tight for us. We got to come back to you on the other side for one more pick. All right.
You got it. Sounds good, fellas.
All right, Danny Burke continues with us. We're here at Herd At Sports Bar and Grill.
And now back to Hail Varsity Radio.
One final time, Roadshow Thursday for the Madness. Herd At Sports Bar and Grill in Gretna. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, Connor Clark. Danny Burke with us, Pride of Chicago. Burke's Best Bets is carrying over for a little overtime. Burksbeat.com, where you log on, find his podcast as well. Danny, Final Four, and who do you have futures-wise to win the whole bleeping thing here as we wind it down?
I am someone who varies the results of my bracket, but I'll give you the final four that I have for my first one made that I usually put a little bit more leverage on. So I had Kentucky coming out of the South region. I know this is more of a public play here, but, you know, this Kentucky team can absolutely light it up from deep. Prolific offense. Their worry is what kind of effort and sustainability can you have on the defensive side, but I believe the South is the weakest region, so I think they have a viable path. I'm going to get backlash for saying this on these airways, but I've got Creighton coming out of the Midwest, fellas. I've got Creighton and Kentucky facing off on that side of the Final Four. And the other side, I've got UConn and I've got Arizona. In another bracket, I do have Auburn coming out just to be a little contrarian and not be what everybody else is essentially on. And then so I had UConn and Creighton. And because I, again, want to be a little bit contrarian, I do have Creighton winning the whole thing in that bracket specifically, all right? So it's not painted over all the brackets. So I'm sorry, Nebraska fans. It's not that I love Creighton. We're trying to be objective here and, you know, try to make a little money along the way. But, yeah, that's what I had for my bracket. And a little bit longer shots. I did St. Mary's to reach the Final Four at 14-1. Kentucky, I took them a while back, but I think like 7-1 is the price you can get them. I wrote up about that a little bit. And then Creighton was about 5-1 to reach it, too. If Creighton gets past, presumably, Tennessee, it's wide open in my mind. I mean, Purdue is Purdue. We know what usually happens with them. So I think it's a great path for either Creighton or Tennessee, both of whom I have winning the championship in different brackets, depending on who wins that.
Really? Game. I have Tennessee.
There we go.
I have Creighton losing the national championship game. So
I love it, man. I didn't even ask
again.
Can I ask, Danny, is it worth taking a flyer on Nebraska to the Final Four?
Yeah, what are the odds?
Oh, man, geez. I actually don't even know those odds.
No. So the answer is no. It's not worth taking a flyer.
If they beat Texas A&M, I kind of don't hate the idea of taking the points with them against Houston. You got to think that's somewhere in the double digits. And Houston may be a little overrated, so that's why I wouldn't hate that. I'll go that far.
Danny Burke with us, BurksBeat.com, at Danny Burke 5 on Twitter, and catch his work, his write-ups, his podcast. Pride of Chicago, be good. Enjoy the madness. We'll check in next week. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Enjoy the games and throw 100 on red for me, fellas.
All right, there we go. And he didn't even say, I'll Venmo you. So we're going to take Connor's money and apply it to Danny. But plenty of basketball tonight. We'll be locked in tomorrow. Road Show Friday, as we're at the Ameristar Sportsbook and Casino in Council Bluffs. So if you're in the Omaha area, want to get a breather, we invite you out to see us there. Make sure you frequent and enjoy your Herd At Sports Bar and Grill locations. La Vista, we're in Gretna today. Great food, drinks, and of course, the walls of TV for you. Get a pizza ordered to go or come on in. Get that Bang Bang sauce, even though Elijah said no to it for his French fries. Connor, thanks for hanging out back at the studio. Elijah, good stuff. Chris Schmidt back at you tomorrow from Ameristar at 4 with Hail Varsity.